This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We should change the name of the show to Never a Dull Moment. What do you think, Todd? What's on your mind could still be, you know, the question we ask, but it's
pretty accurate.
Never a dull moment. Never, never. Unbelievable. A lot going on, folks, including the breaking news on top of the breaking news on top of the breaking news related to Judge Kavanaugh. We're going to talk about Judge Kavanaugh in a moment, but the news that came this morning is that Rod Rosenstein, who's the Deputy Attorney General, he would be underneath Jeff Sessions, okay? He is in charge of the special investigation, the special counsel, Robert Mueller. So Robert Mueller reports to Rod Rosenstein. Last week we learned from a leak, because that's how we learn everything out of Washington, D.C. There's a bunch of leakers and a bunch of liars. I see that the leak about the, the first accuser, the high school accuser of Judge Kavanaugh, the leak of that information from that woman, the professor, Dr. Hyphenated, forget her last name. Todd, you know it. Don't you know? Anyway, trust me, she's a doctor. Trust me, she's a liberal. Anyway, so she, the leak on that story came from a staffer in Senator Feinstein's office. Who told this woman she was going to keep it
safe? I'm more of a GMC person, so I've kind of blocked out her name, but it is Dr. Ford.
Ford, thank you. Yeah,
I'm thinking Kavanaugh's not going to buy another Ford the rest of his life.
I just knew that she was a doctor, a professor, California. I pretty much know what I need to know. And, by the way, same thing on the latest accuser. You know, doesn't mean alone that the accusations are wrong, but tells you why they would want to throw themselves into bringing this up for the very first time ever, moments before a confirmation vote on Judge Kavanaugh, because they're politically motivated. They hate Trump. The first one, the high school accuser, she wore even the little gross, you know, knit hat Planned Parenthood loves so much. You can't make any of it up. Anyway, so I was telling you about Rosenstein. So Rosenstein is the deputy AG. Last week, a leak came out. The leak came out and said, hey, Rosenstein was having a conversation with a bunch of folks saying, hey, what do you want me to wear, a wire? I mean, in other words, go in to meet President Trump with a wire on and also talk of the 25th Amendment. Like they'd have a coup d'etat over him. You just can't make it up. You can't make it up. Thankfully, on days like this, when there's never a dull moment, we have experts to sort it all out for you. And by the way, William and Horace and Tim on the road, I'm getting to you. Lots of texts. I'm getting to you. Don't go away. William wants to talk about Measure 3. So do I. We'll talk about that. But first, one of those experts and a dear friend, Alice Stewart, is here. You watch her on CNN. She has worked for Mike Huckabee and Michelle Bachmann and lots of great conservatives over the years. And she's one of those rare conservatives at CNN to join us to talk a little bit about the week ahead here. Alice, how are you?
I am great, Scott. It's great to talk with you and not be a rare conservative on the radio.
You're amongst friends here. See, that's how it works. It's beautiful. We'll give you lots of comfort and build up to go back against the lion's den there at CNN for sure. So I got to start first with the Rosenstein thing here now. This is so Washington. Initially reported by Axios as him resigning. And now it's being tweaked a little bit to saying he's expecting that he'll be resigning. But there's some talk of him being fired. What the heck's going on?
That's a great question. And look, knowing what we know about Rod Rosenstein, he is certainly a man of integrity who takes his job especially seriously and understands the gravity of what he's doing. And there's still a lot of questions that remain with regard to the story, whether or not he was joking about wearing a wire, whether it was something he was serious about. But the truth is, we'll see what happens after he has this meeting here. But I certainly hope that he is not let go. I hope he's able to continue doing his job. And the problem with this is we get the media involved in a situation where the administration is working hard on the Russian probe and the Russian interference in our election, and it raises more questions than answers.
Is it plausible that Chad McCabe or somebody, somebody at the White House or the Justice Department would leak this about Rosenstein in hopes the president fires him, so it actually ends up hurting the president, not helping him? Is that feasible?
No, Scott, that was the first thing that came to my mind when we first heard about this the other day. And you know, there's certainly no love lost between Andy McCabe and this administration, and I wouldn't put it past them to do something to create turmoil, if nothing else, to raise questions in this situation. And you know, I think all of that will remains to be seen. But you know, him leaking something that's not true in the first place is a tremendous concern. And if this is a leak of something that's actually true, that's something else. But in my view, I don't view this as a leak. This would be just a false information spread to the media to create chaos within this administration.
So Thursday, we were supposed to have a hearing, we thought, after a whole weekend of negotiations related to the accusations from Dr. Ford, the California professor. This weekend, we get a bombshell from The New Yorker, who evidently, according to the New Yorker, there were a number of witnesses to this. New York Times had already said, hey, they shot the story to us. We went to all the people. They said we're witnesses, and none of them say they were there. I mean, it's a lot of holes in the story already, but what does the new accusation mean?
This means, I think we can both agree, Scott, that, you know, whether we're talking the Me Too era or 30 years ago, women who are sexually abused should be heard. They should have a voice. We should hear them out. This situation with regard to the New Yorker piece and Deborah Ramirez, as you said, the New York Times passed it up because it didn't appear to pass the smell test. And I am not by any means taking away from any woman that has a credible story of sexual abuse. They all need to be heard. But this story itself points out that she hesitated to speak because she had gaps in her memory. She knew that she had too much to drink. She was reluctant to specifically point the finger at Kavanaugh because she wasn't certain if he attended the party. And after 6 days of assessing her memory, quote, with her attorneys, she decided to come forward with this. But I think it's critical when we see all these headlines got all over the news and on blogs and online, it says a second accuser has come out with information. If you read this New Yorker piece, the first several paragraphs describe how she is not 100% certain about her story. And the 10th paragraph of a 14-paragraph story, the New Yorker itself acknowledges that they were not able to confirm the eyewitnesses that Kavanaugh was at the party. So they themselves say they weren't able to corroborate eyewitnesses that are alleged to have been part of this story. So I think this is an 11th hour attempt yet again to smear Judge Kavanaugh, plain and simple. And yet again, we have disturbing allegations that deserve to be heard. But Judge Kavanaugh said this did not happen. He says he looks forward to testifying under oath. And this is a situation that is serious, but he says nothing happened. And Dr. Ford's allegations are serious and should be heard. Yet the judge categorically, emphatically denies those. So at the end of the day, both women need to be heard. They deserve a voice. Judge Kavanaugh deserves due process. So let's get the information out there and let the Senate vote.
This text sums up a lot of the commentary that I'm hearing. Quote, it's time for the Republicans to grow a pair and open the vote up for Kavanaugh. This is insane already. The Democrats seem to control everything. They think this is going to win them the midterm elections. Are they that insane? I do hear a lot of people saying Republicans are being played here. What do you say to that?
I think, you know, it's tough to say Republicans need to grow a pair, given the fact that, Scott, we're both conservatives. We both are very strong in our convictions, but Republicans do have a problem with suburban women and independent women. So they cannot use this as an opportunity to flex their muscles. They need to treat this with the caution and the respect that it deserves. That being said, they do need to make sure that this is not a stall tactic by the Democrats, and they need to stick firm on moving forward with this vote. Judge Kavanaugh, as you know, I'm sure you've said this till you're blue in the face, he has been vetted 6 times by the FBI, and if there was this type of history or character relating to Judge Kavanaugh, this certainly would have come out before. And I think if knowing that Senator Feinstein had this information months ago, she should have either asked him about this in private or during the confirmation process. But it's been critical for Republicans, as Grassley has done, and I think he has been firm with regard to sticking with the timeline, but also fair to these women to give them the opportunity to speak. And I think the tone and tenor that Republicans move forward on this are critical to making sure not only do we get the justice confirmed that we want, but we also show the proper respect and deference to women who have
Utah. Let's hope it ends well. Alice, you're a great resource. Thanks so much. Keep up the great work. Political analyst at CNN, Alice Stewart, with us on What's On Your Mind. Your call's next.
Hi, this is Scott Hinnon. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to RamjackNorth.com. That's RamjackNorth.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm just checking on my schedule for the week here. My hot little hands here. Looks like I'll be at North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting tomorrow and Wednesday. That'll be fun. Should we take Donald Trump Jr. live at 9, you think, Todd? Or will you have enough?
Sure.
Maybe it'd be kind of fun to hear him fire up the room a little bit. Lynn Helms join us tomorrow on the program as well. Wednesday, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We have Kristi Noem on Thursday. She's a, of course, been very instrumental in the farm bill, but now also a candidate for governor in South Dakota. Kristi for governor. Kristi for governor. So we'll talk with her a little bit. We're going to talk about UMary Athletics. Great things happening there. Friday will be in Minot, and among our guests will be the one, the only, Carol Juven, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope Williams and Ree, because when they join, we have like this big, in-studio audience at the Touchstone Cookie Factory there. It's a lot of fun. So of course, Carol Juven is guiding us to Norway. June 24th through 29th. That's right. You going to come along and have ourselves some fun? Got a great tour lined up. Oh, my gosh. And then Washington, D.C., just a handful of seats left for that, for Washington, D.C., December 4th through 8th. I told you, be quick. ScottH@flagfamily.com, my email, if you want info on either of those, we'll get those to you, okay? ScottH@flagfamily.com. Let's see here. William and Horace want to talk about measure number 3. Go ahead, William.
Good morning, Scott. Say, I really appreciate what Bob Weefald's been doing in the state to call people's attention to how devastating measure number 3 will be if it passes. One of the things I wish he would emphasize when the other side starts talking about all the taxes that this is going to bring into our government. For one thing, it's going to create a black market like North Dakota has never seen. They start taxing it from Bismarck, and the illegal druggers, they're going to come in here, and they're not going to have to pay any taxes because they're going to be sub rosa under the surface as it is. You can see the same thing happening in New York, where New York has priced cigarettes to $7 a pack. But the mafia moves in, and they print their own tax stamps, and they supply all these ma-and-pa gas stations with cigarettes, and the state ends up funding criminal activity. That's going to happen in North Dakota. And then when the drug lords can't really make the kind of money they want in marijuana, they're gonna come in here with increasing hard stuff. They already have been, because of Colorado. That's why we've got the fentanyl deaths that we got. If Measure 3 passes, it's gonna bring crime to North Dakota like we've never seen, and it's gonna be devastating. I guess that's the message I wish Bob Weefald would talk about. This pie in the sky taxing is not really going to happen. It's really not going to fund government and pay for the criminal the policing of criminal activity that's going to go on.
Yeah, and he has mentioned that it's not the boon that it has been for other places because of the way it's written. So appreciate the call, William. Thanks. We're gonna stay on that one all the way through to Election Day. Same thing on Measure 1. And the one on Measure 1 really irks me because it's like a fraud from the get-go. Just say you're out to end corruption. Don't tell people where your money's coming from, what their motives are, what problem you consider that needs to be fixed, right? Where is the corruption? There's just a lot of games there, so we'll stay on it for sure. Tim on the road, want to talk about Kavanaugh. Go ahead. You're up, Tim.
Yes. Well, thanks for taking my call, Scott. I heard what you said earlier, and I couldn't agree with you more. Where's the consequences for these accusers that falsely accuse these people of these crimes, and then they just disappear back into the woodwork? The person's life is ruined, his reputation, everybody looks at him wondering, you know. I've had this personally happen to me, falsely accused of this kind of behavior. I know what it's like. It's terrible. You live with it for a long time, even though you're innocent.
It's despicable. It really is. And, you know, again, in my mind, we all have empathy for anyone that has been sexually harassed or harmed in any way.
Exactly. And I do, too.
It's awful.
I feel sorry for these women that have had this happen. Yes.
But to me, if someone comes out and falsely accuses somebody of something, not sure, is encouraged by their therapist, whatever, but comes out and it's either knowingly not true or they're not sure and they seek to tarnish the reputation of somebody. What have they done? They've made every other allegation that much more difficult to believe, right? Because when you have a fake one that's exposed,
exactly.
So I mean, you're doing a disservice to the women who deserve justice that have been harmed. You know that's the thing people are missing.
Yes, I just one other thing, Scott, and I'll let you go. I brought this up to your competition this morning on the other station, and his excuse was, "Well, this judge is being appointed for a life position. It's not the same as Bill Clinton. It's not the same as Ellison and all these others. They can be voted out. You know, they can be the two-faced double standard of this Democrat Party is absolutely appalling." And if the people in this country can't see that, we are in deep trouble.
Yeah, and this is a political blunt force instrument being used by the left right now. If Dianne Feinstein really cared about whether this woman had been harmed and needed help, she would have immediately got her help. Said she hangs on to it to the 11th hour, so it'll be more effective politically to stop Kavanaugh. It is absolutely despicable. It's how the left plays. It's their calling card. It's what they do, Tim. Yeah. I appreciate the call. Although one thing I'd correct you on, I don't think we have competition. Do we have competition, Todd? I didn't think we did. There's nobody even close, is there? Can you even see the next person?
No. No idea what that refers to, but
I don't know either. You know. But anyway, you know, it happens. Most people have competition. We just don't because of you. You listen. So you know, in such big numbers that it's sort of like the Minnesota Vikings playing flag football team in some school somewhere. John and Dawson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
You can't say that anymore after yesterday's game.
Well, it's true. They look like a flag football team. John, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes, Scott. Thank you. I'd like to just go back and say that we're lawless right now with everything we do, and let's look at going back to biblical principles where the accuser would come in and face him and tell him what she thinks and so forth without just a whole bunch of comedic action on this deal. And then I'm to a point right now that I think Trump should just say, okay, let's make it a nomination by the people, for the people, and let them vote on it this November for the whole works. Just withdrawing until November and have him run with the other 76 women that back him. Just not the story she's telling, but let the other six women that worked with him, were in school with him, and some of these things... supporting, and let's run on him for November. Let Democrats take a choice, him or the accuser.
Interesting thought, John. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. What's that lake out by Dawson, anyway?
Isabel.
Isabel, that's a cool
lake. I love
it
out there.
Yeah, that's a cool. I've been out there before a couple times. I think Mike Nathie's out there. I think who else is out there? My buddy Grant.
Lakeside.
Grant Wills is out there. Yeah, it's a nice little spot. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Okay, Richard on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. And Donald
like
Trump
us
Jr.
on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in New York City for a meeting of the United Nations General Assembly, where he's asked by reporters about the latest allegations against his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. A second woman is now making allegations of sexual misconduct back in the early 80s. President Trump tells reporters,
"People who come out of the woodwork from 36 years ago and 30 years ago and never mentioned it, all of a sudden it happens. In my opinion, it's totally political.
In a statement, Kavanaugh strongly denies the woman's allegations that he exposed himself to her when they were at a party at Yale in the early 80s. President Trump says a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may happen soon. The president this morning citing tremendous progress in talks with the North towards denuclearizing the peninsula. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
On your mind, Donald Trump Jr. is in North Dakota. How about that? Well, he's actually been to North Dakota before, but it was just for a photo op at the border, Montana, North Dakota border, and now he's back for real, and we're glad to welcome him back to the program and welcome him back to North Dakota once again. How are you feeling about that trip?
Hey, I'm excited, Scott. I'm really excited. I know, about this time last year, I was able to cross over the border from sort of eastern Montana into North Dakota to make it my 50th state, so I finally covered all of the states, but now I'm excited to actually be there, get to spend a little bit of time there, work on your Senate race to really help Kevin Cramer, get into office there. I think it's time for a change, and I think, North Dakota's excited for that as well.
Your dad has been here a number of times already. The vice president has been here. Cabinet secretaries have been here. You're coming back as well. Talk about the discussions among the family members and the administration about why this race is so important.
Yeah, I don't get involved in some of that as it relates to the White House, but I see it and I sort of work totally separately from that. I got into the politics thing. I saw what my father's doing as a businessman, as a father of five young kids. So I'm literally doing this because I want to help. I've been able to, build up, I guess, a pretty good voice on the conservative side. And I see what North Dakota voted for. I see the promises that my father made during the campaign in 2016, and I see him delivering. I mean, I think that's what's something that the people of North Dakota haven't seen in so long. And so I think we have an opportunity to pick up a Senate seat there, to get Kevin Cramer in there, someone who's going to vote with my father, not someone like Heidi Heitkamp, who pretends she's a moderate, pretends that she's sort of with Trump in the agenda, but votes against each and everything that my father has done. Voted against tax reform, voted against, the Judge Gorsuch, all of the things that the people of North Dakota wanted, she's been against. But then, like so many of these candidates, they get on there, they get on TV, they pretend they're moderate, for the 3 weeks coming up to an election, and then they go back down to D.C., they fall lockstep with Chuck Schumer, they fall lockstep with Nancy Pelosi, and that's not what the people of North Dakota want. So again, I think we have an incredible opportunity for change. You see what tax reform is doing for North Dakota, you see what the cutback in the excessive regulations is doing for the oil industry there, how many jobs that's creating. We need people in North Dakota who are going to fight for this agenda. So I think it's amazing, again, for me as an outsider looking in, as a businessman looking in, my father made a promise to the people in the middle of this country, the people in what I call the dead zone, everywhere between New York City and Malibu, that have been forgotten for decades. He made a promise, and not only is he delivering, but he's going back to those places. He's speaking to those people who voted for him, who stood by him, who did everything they could to make sure that he was going to win. And he hasn't just forgotten them. That's the typical politician mantra. You get your vote, we'll see you in a couple years when we come up for re-election. He keeps going back. And I think that says a lot about him. I think it says a lot about the importance of North Dakota and what that means in this coming election. That's what people have to realize. Donald Trump is on the ticket in November. Okay? All these MAGA folks are like, no, I can't wait to vote for Donald. In 2020, it's going to be great. I'm like, what about in 7 weeks? They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, what about your congressmen? What about your senators? What's going on there? Oh, we don't know. Is that important? They got to recognize that the Democrats, Heidi Heitkamp being one of them, will do whatever they can to try to reverse my father's agenda. If Donald Trump came out in favor of oxygen tomorrow, the Democrats would be against it. We can't allow that to happen. The people of North Dakota have to show up in November. They have to get their friends, and they have to vote in Kevin Cramer for Senate.
Yeah, and of course, there's voting underway right now in Minnesota already. Other places will have early voting starting soon, and absentee voting as well, as you mentioned, in November. So it's on. Game on right now as we count down to the election. We've not heard, I'm sure this will surprise you, we've not heard a word from Senator Heidi Heitkamp about the situation with Brett Kavanaugh and an accuser from California and something that happened 36 years ago.
Well, an accuser from California who sent it to Dianne Feinstein, who sat on it for 2 months. It was so important, she sat on it for 2 months. The person can't remember when it was, where it was, when it happened, who was there. The people she said was there, they say they don't know what the heck she's talking about. I mean, this looks like political espionage. Listen, I'm the father of 5 kids. I know how that happens now. Got a cable package, a new hobby. But I have three boys and 2 girls. This is a terrible problem in this country. But it's very scary as the father of 3 boys to say that someone can come back without any real thing, to request FBI investigations, almost 40 years later for something. I mean, if as a parent, that scares me. And the fact that this has become so politicized is also scary. As the father of girls, it also scares me because this is a serious issue. But people, I'm looking at this, I'm saying this is literally the most politicized thing I've ever seen. I think real people get that. I think people really see through it. It's a stall tactic to try to prevent a conservative justice, a guy that's fought, who's gone through 7 FBI investigations throughout his career, who's been a very public figure, by the way, whose parents foreclosed on this accuser's home as judges. I mean, you can't rack up a fact pattern that looks more political than this, and yet the Democrats are running with this like this. But now, meanwhile, they don't address Keith Ellison's little bit of an issue over in Minnesota, because he's a Democrat. Because, I guess his recent accusations with police reports in 2017 about him beating someone up, that doesn't matter. We have to have equal responses to this. And, like I said, as a father of 5 young kids, this whole thing is scary because I'd never want anything like this to happen to my daughters. I would hope that they wouldn't wait 35 years to do something about it, though. I'd like to hopefully be able to teach them that, understanding, hey, every situation is different. Maybe it's difficult. I get that. But as the father of boys, that someone could then come back, almost 40 years later and attack them this viciously when they've already been public figures, when they've been out there without a fact pattern to say, we want to testify, we want him to testify first. How can Kavanaugh respond to his accusers if he has to testify first on an incident he's already said he has no idea what they're talking about? It's a scary, politicized fact pattern, and this is what the Democrats are doing. They want to take over the gavel. They want to take over the House. They want to impeach Trump. They want to reverse everything he's done that has been so successful for this country. All of the promises he's made, all of the promises delivered. He is literally the first politician in history that's getting criticized daily for doing all of the things that he said he was going to do. I mean, that's what we're not used to as Americans. We're not used to politicians actually delivering on their promises. We're used to being made promises. We're not actually used to getting them and getting delivery on those promises. So, listen, the people have to stay engaged. They have to stay energized. They have to look at this stuff and make up their own minds, but they have to turn up.
I sure do, and thank you for also pointing out Senator Tom Carper had an incident. There's so much outrage from the left on this, and as you point out,
he hit his wife so hard in the face he had a black eye.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a problem. What about Cory Booker? Cory Booker wrote a college essay about this kind of sexual assault. I mean, he gets a free pass. We don't even talk about it. So you got Booker, you got Ellison, you got this. I mean, it never ends.
No.
But that's not a problem. It's only a problem if you're a conservative. It's only a problem if Donald Trump appointed you. It's only a problem if you're going to be on the Supreme Court. Look at what they did to Clarence Thomas.
What impact do you see this having on the midterms?
I'd like to see, there's 20% on either side, you're never going to sway them. I mean, there's 20% on our side that you're never going to sway. There's 20% on the other side that you're never going to get. I think there's 60% of the people in the middle that are reasonable people. They can look at it. Now, again, you're not looking at a fact pattern because, you know, most of where they're getting their news is a very slanted liberal media. But I think they can see through the noise. I think they can get it. So we're, you know, we're sort of in this fight as conservatives with, you know, one arm, sometimes two arms, and sometimes two arms and a leg tied behind our back because we can never have the same messaging because, you know, we're not on the, you know, liberal media payroll. But, you know, we have to be able to look at these things. Conservatives and moderates and independents in the middle have to look at the fact patterns here and say, give me a break. Okay? This has been just a political witch hunt from day one with my father. Whether it's the Russia stuff, you have the greatest investigative bodies ever assembled. The FBI, probably the CIA, every group, every Democrat, every person in the media looking at the Russia nonsense for 2 years. What do they have? Nothing. I mean, it's insanity. Now, what's even more amazing, and it speaks to how good my father is at running this, at being a business guy, at running this country as a business, is that for 2 years, he's dealt with this nuisance, the crowd, the shadow, the media trying to kill him every day, and he's still putting up the best job numbers in history for everyone. Every demographic, every economic group, best job numbers in history. Best economy, stock markets, all-time highs. You know, energy sector's booming. We're actually the number one producer now of oil in this country, in large part thanks to North Dakota. But he's allowing them to do that. He's creating those jobs. He's not over-regulating them. For Obama to run around saying, well, remember where that started? It came here. Yeah, guess what, Obama? You yourself said, there's no magic wand, you know, to fix this economy. We could never get over 1.8% GDP annual growth. The New York Times backed him up and said, you know, in an article, this is the new normal. Okay, Donald Trump hits 4.8, whatever numbers he did, breaking 4% over and over again, and now they're saying, oh, yeah, no, that was us. I mean, they all but gave up. They literally said, we just got to get used to it. This is the way it is. And now that Donald Trump, because he's actually run a business, because he's done it in the real world, now that he's out there actually doing these things, they're trying to take credit for it, give me a break. It's the biggest joke in probably the history of politics, certainly in the history of economics. But, you know, this is what we're up against. And because the media will happily sell that on a daily basis because they want to do anything to get rid of Trump, we got to remember that. The people of North Dakota got to remember that. If the gavel or the House goes to Nancy Pelosi, they're going to try to impeach Trump. They're going to try to reverse all of these things that my father has done. They're going to try to abolish ICE, which last year alone sent over almost 1,000 kids from human trafficking. They want to get rid of that. They're more concerned about people from outside of this country than they are about their own constituency. And honestly, I'd love not to say that. I'd love to believe that that wasn't the case, but when I listen to their sound bites day in and day out, I can literally draw no other conclusion.
Last quick question. I know you got to go. You were out on the trail leading up to 2016. You're on the trail now. Does it feel the same? Is the Make America Great Coalition loud, proud, and out there? I mean, are you feeling that they're motivated enough to have the same confidence in 2018?
They love what Donald Trump is doing. I think many of them don't recognize what's at stake in November. Okay, I could say, I can't wait to vote for your dad again in 2020. Well, what about in 7 weeks? What do you mean? Who's your congressman? I don't know. So, you know, they are still there. They love what's going on, but they don't recognize what's at stake in a few weeks. They don't necessarily put those two things together. So they have to be aware of that. They have to turn up. They have to get their friends. They have to stay in this fight because Donald Trump's on the ticket in a few weeks. Donald Trump is on the ticket in November. They got to recognize that. They got to turn out. They got to support, you know, the congressmen and senators and governors in their states that are up for re-election who are going to fight with Donald Trump. And they got to get out there and make sure that those people are elected. Bring their friends. Show up. If they do that, there's no question we win. There's no question we hold the House. We'll probably gain seats in the Senate. But they got to recognize that. The problem that we have is that those guys, they're fat and happy. They're getting everything they want. They're watching the checklist go all down, down. They love it. Okay, they don't think that all of that could go away tomorrow. They got to recognize that urgency. The other side is motivated by, I can't even figure it out. I mean, what are they complaining about? Are they complaining about jobs? Are they complaining about the economy? I don't know what they are complaining about, but they're motivated by hate. They're going to show up. They're going to be out there, and they're going to try to reverse all of this winning. They're going to try.
Guy's a motivator, isn't he? Just a total motivator. We'll wrap that up after that. Get to your calls, too, on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's Fall 2018 catalog is now available, featuring nearly 40 auctions, featuring exceptional prime, crop, pasture, and hunting land for sale in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and farm retirement machinery auctions in Carson, Cheyenne, Halliday, Sentinel Butte, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP wind rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP wind rower from New Holland.
Hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too. Carson Wentz shops here? Why wouldn't you? Vince Webker is here, the owner, and my neighbor. So I can tell you, you can trust this guy and his great team here. Tell us why your hot tubs are better.
Well, Hot Springs invented the portable hot tub in 1977. Does that make it better? No. The things we do and how we engineer it do, we call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. Those are the three big differences to whether you use this a lot or not at all. And believe me, we want you in hot water. We need you in it because you're better physically, mentally, and relationally.
And you are the only saltwater hot tub?
The only one. Do your research. A lot of our competitors will claim they have salt water, but do your research. You'll understand why Ace Salt Water is the one and only on the market.
Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ridiculous things are getting in Washington, D.C., because the story of the hour is, of course, Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein has put out news that he expects to be fired. So I don't know. I think in Washington that means if I say that maybe before it actually happens, then there'll be enough outrage and then it won't happen. I don't know. So then everybody has to say, well, let's you know, if he's headed to the White House, let's watch the White House. Let's watch the White House. Let's see if he comes in. Let's see if he comes in. So they set up cameras. And in this case, Fox News has one behind a tree. You notice that one, Todd? I don't know about you, but I don't need to see a tree. And the other one is of some big giant bush, you know, around the entrance. So, yeah. Now, all these SUVs have pulled up, and you know, with the flashing lights and everything else, and we couldn't see anything with the bushes and the trees. So I assume he's at the White House now. I don't know, but it's just getting ridiculous. Really is. Meanwhile, the president is in New York, so he's going to see John Kelly there, not the deputy attorney general, who may or may not be fired for saying things he may or may not have said. Because this is Washington, D.C., none of this makes sense.
Why do I feel like I'm back in fifth grade?
Yeah, you are. And
he passed the note at recess. Do you love me? Check yes or no.
And meanwhile, we have people who 36 years ago go, I think there was that time where, yeah, you shouldn't be a Supreme Court nominee. So we have that whole fiasco between now and Thursday as well. Just can't make it up. Here's some dates that matter. None of what I just told you matters. This matters, okay? And that is that Williston, Devil's Lake, Minot, and Bismarck are hosting North Dakota Safety Council, Workforce Safety Insurance, first-class CPR, AED, and first aid training. Do you know that more than 85% of cardiac arrests happen at home? Would you know what to do if your dad or your husband, your mom, your wife, your brother, anyone you love started showing signs of a cardiac arrest? Would you know what to do? That's where it happens. The home. Every minute counts in a cardiac emergency. Do not be helpless. Take the training that'll give you the confidence to help teach you the right steps to take until EMS arrives. North Dakota Safety Council's CPR and AED plus first aid course uses a nationally recognized curriculum. So you know you'll be getting a first-class training from first-class instructors, as they always do. And, you know, hands-on practice. They make the lecture stuff very interesting. I've been to these classes, so I know they're good. It'll help you ensure you walk away comfortable and confident to use the skills in the course. Williston, September 25th. Devil's Lake, September 26th. Minot, October 4th. Bismarck, October 9th. Commit to getting this life-saving training. Go to ndsc.org. ndsc.org. Richard, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Yes, I was wondering why Judge Kavanaugh couldn't sue these people for defamation of character.
Imagine he could. Yeah, I think that's possible. I mean, he's probably right now thinking about getting through this hearing, but I hear you. That makes some sense. Keith, in North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Keith. What's on your mind?
Well, I just heard your previous callers about he was against the medical marijuana measure, I believe. I just heard half of it. But, you know, he's really anti doing this medical thing or even legalizing marijuana. I was a military narcotics dog handler for 10 years, found a lot of dope. You know, and I just like to ask that guy that was on a couple callers before, how much do you think the weed costs at a dispensary? How much do you think an ounce of weed costs, you know, from your local guy? And as far as the taxes, you're not getting any money now, none, from the, you know, the illegal dealers. Why not take the money and they can regulate it? I'm not saying it's good or bad, but another thing, guys that sell weed, they don't sell other drugs. People say it's a gateway drug, maybe, but, you know, it's just not the way it works in the real world. Might as well just legalize it and get it over with and take the money.
Thanks for the call. Liz in Bismarck sent us a photo of a column that Cory Booker did describing his sexual abuse on another individual. Isn't that unbelievable? Where's that? I've just seen it on CNN. New York Times, have they done that profile yet? I don't know. Texter says, hey, boy, Donald Trump Jr., fantastic. Really good. He is, isn't he? Awesome speaker. Really, the enthusiasm of the guy is what I absolutely love. I guess we didn't give him a chance to say goodbye, but I can do that because I paused it right where we left off. What do you want to say to us, Donald Trump Jr., before we let you go?
Try to reverse all of this success. You got to get up, bring your friends, and shut them down.
Donald Trump Jr., thanks for your tireless efforts on behalf of the conservative cause, and we appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. Glad you're back in North Dakota. Thanks a bunch.
Well, I look forward to seeing you, I guess, on the morning of the 25th over at the Petroleum Council. It'll be a lot of fun.
Indeed, we will tomorrow with the one and only Donald Trump Jr. Thank you, sir. That was great. Our second interview with him, enjoyed it very much. All right, let's see. What else? Love him, says another texter, just as much as our president. How about that? Yeah. Another texter says, I think I may lose my mind about the Kavanaugh situation. They are despicable. They really are. They really are. The one thing I'll say is that I think we have a little consensus today to, you know, agree that we shouldn't just sit back and do nothing about it. You know, that we've got to do more. We absolutely got to do more. Listener says, tell folks in Valley City I have Kramer signs to give out and bumper stickers in the Valley City area. 701-890-4050. 701-890-4050. If you're in Valley City and looking for Kramer signs, you call that number. 701-890-4050. Be at the North Dakota Petroleum Council tomorrow. Out of time today. Folks, thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
It's back. The 12th annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Monday, October 8th, Bismarck State Conference. Early bird registration on now, just $75 through 4 p.m. October 4th. Walk-in registration, $100. Keynote presentation by the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. And returning favorite, a roundtable Q&A with Senators Hoven, Heitkamp, and Congressman Grant. Platinum sponsors include ConocoPhillips, Next Era Energy, Hess Corporation, and Endeavor. Register now at energynd.com/events. EnergyND.com.
It's as simple as plug and play is the phrase all farmers want to hear when they talk about technology. With the new GreenFit system from Reichardt, plug and play is finally a reality when using John Deere AutoTrack guidance with exciting new products like the Challenger 1000 Series MT700 CVT or all-new C-Series Rogators from Butler Machinery. GreenFit is an authorized navigation interface that utilizes existing John Deere AutoTrack guidance system to steer most Challenger tractors and sprayers. GreenFit eliminates the worry of learning and converting to a new steering system when buying an industry-leading Challenger product from Butler Machinery. Learn more about GreenFit at butlermachinery.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.